The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you'd like to reach out to Alan and the team at RSG, you can do that at any time. Just call 913-286-7980. Here's that number again, 913-286-7980. You know, it seems like Social Security continues to be a pretty hot topic in the news. We've got headlines that are either forecasting the worst or paint a picture of uncertainty for what's to come. You may have worried more than once about how Social Security's fate is going to impact your retirement. If that's you, well, this show you don't want to miss. And you do often hear that Social Security acts sort of as the foundation of a retirement plan, no matter how much money you have. But, you know, Alan, with so many different opinions on what the future holds, that foundation that we talk about, well, it might not be as stable as it once was.
Yeah, Megan, you know, the reality of claiming Social Security can be very overwhelming for a lot of people. I mean, this is something we've paid into for most of us all our lives, and we want to get the most out of it. We don't want the government to take advantage of us. We want to take care of our families. There's just so many thoughts that go into it. So Social Security, it's an extremely important part of retirement, and one that you only pretty much get one shot at it. So you want to make sure you go into it with some knowledge and ideas of what decision to make and why you should make that one. In Social Security, though, it is one element of a properly designed retirement plan. So I want to remind all our listeners today that Retirement Solutions Group is the home of the Roundtable Retirement Process, our proprietary retirement planning program that is there for you. We don't have a cost or an obligation in creating this for somebody, but the point of the Roundtable Retirement Process is to cover five core areas of retirement. One of those areas is income planning, which does overlap with the utilizing your Social Security to create income. So wanted to make sure that we do recall that. The other four areas: tax efficient planning, health insurance to make sure that you have that health plan either prior to retirement or over the age of 65 when we're talking Medicare, Medicare Advantage, either way. The medical side, long-term care, also in that health planning portion. Legacy planning, which we do work with an estate planning attorney here at Retirement Solutions Group because we find that's very important when we're setting up our durable powers of attorney and things of that nature, getting trust versus wills, those kind of things. So again, those five areas are tax efficiency, income, legacy, health care. So we want to make sure we're taking care of all those.
So on our show today, we want to talk about all of this and we want to help you to really be proactive, to know about the myths that surround Social Security. We're going to dive into those. But first, you know, Alan, I just wondered if you could give us a rundown of exactly what is going on with Social Security these days.
Well, you know, we need to kind of know where we've been to know where we're going. So, you know, Roosevelt put in place the Social Security and was voted in the mid 30s, but the first check didn't start till 1940. But let's kind of go back to 1940 and think about what was the average life expectancy. It was right around 61 and a half. And full retirement age back then was age 65. So in my mind, the government did an outstanding job coming up with a great program for our retirees, which was one that only was one that less than half the population would ever utilize, right? Because 50% of the population would pass away by 61 and a half, and the other half wouldn't get the benefit till age 65, right? So we had a beautiful system created by the government, but unfortunately, they've had their hand in the cookie jar a few times, and we have more retirees than we ever have. So we have this landscape that's changing. Matter of fact, if you read that green and white packet of documents you used to get from the Social Security that say, here's your earnings statement and what your Social Security would be if you're disabled, when you retire at full retirement age, wait till 70, that kind of thing. Most of you should know what I'm talking about there, the estimated benefits statement that came from Social Security. You can log on to socialsecurity.gov and print your own if you're not still receiving those in the mail. But I pulled one of mine up, and there's a statement on there that says your estimated benefits are based on current law. Congress has made changes to the law in the past and can do so at any time. The law governing benefit amounts may change because by 2040, the payroll taxes collected will be enough to pay only about 74% of scheduled benefits. So you have to understand that these numbers, they change, and you have to have a plan for not only your Social Security benefits, but your whole retirement landscape to make sure it all works together. And that's why here at Retirement Solutions Group, we do have that roundtable retirement process. And we want to make sure that if you're one of the next 10 callers on today's show, that you have the ability to get on our calendar, front of the line. We're going to sit down with you, go over your numbers, and help you not only to retirement, but through retirement. So be one of the next 10 callers on today's show at 913-286-7980. That number again is 913-286-7980.
And you can also find Alan online. Go to RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. You know, Alan, I think a lot of us, we might not be 100% clear on how Social Security actually works, right? When we look at our paycheck each month, we can see the portion that's taken out for Social Security taxes right there. I think there are some people out there that say, okay, so the money that's taken out, it's put into account just for me, and that's what I'm going to use once I retire. But is that actually how it works, Alan?
No. I mean, can you imagine our government being that organized that everybody has their own individual account?
No.
Yeah. I mean, we have an earnings history, but it's all in a general fund, a Social Security fund, if you will. And what's really happening is the money that's being collected today out of our paychecks for earners is paying our parents and grandparents Social Security now. And matter of fact, there's not enough people paying in to what's coming out. So that's where a lot of the big concerns are. So when you look at Social Security, Megan, what we find is that we have 76 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964. By 2035, there's an estimated 79 million Americans that are going to be at least 65 years old. So that's up from a population that used to be around 48 million. So what we've got is about 2.2 workers for every one retiree. So the numbers are getting much smaller, meaning a lot less people are paying in than are taking out. And that's why many people are concerned with, is Social Security going to be there? Is it going to be viable? Is it going to be enough for me to live on in retirement? Social Security was never designed to be 100% of your income in retirement. You have to take a proactive approach to make sure that you have other assets and income sources to pull from if you're going to maintain the quality that you're most likely used to when you're working. And that's what proper planning is all about, is to make sure that you have places to pull assets so that you can try and eliminate that number one fear, which is running out of money.
So, Alan, let me ask you, if we're not real sure, right, what Social Security's future is, there is some uncertainty there. Do you think retirees can still depend on it as part of their retirement income?
Yeah, I mean, Social Security's got enough money put into it for another 20, 25 years. However, are they going to have to adjust some things? I feel that they will, and they need to. I mean, we're living much longer than we used to. Earlier, we talked about the statistic in 1940. Was around 61 and a half was the average life expectancy. And 1940, the average life expectancy was 61 and a half, and full retirement was age 65. Well, we fast forward over 70 years, what we find is the average life expectancy today is in your mid-80s. So if you're a male, it's around 82. If you're a female, it's around 84. But if you're 65 today, you have a 50% chance that you're going to live to 92 and a 25% chance that you're going to live 98. And if you've heard this show before, you know that my grandmother is over 100 years old and still alive today. So most of us know somebody that's made it to that 100-year mark. So the longer we live, the longer our money needs to last. So is Social Security the end-all to be-all? No, you need to have other planning involved. But are you going to be able to depend on Social Security at some level? Honestly, Megan, it might be a reduced level, but there'll be something there for everybody.
Okay, that's reassuring. Are there other options, though, Alan, to supplement Social Security income that can also be guaranteed?
Oh, absolutely. But the key there is you use the word guaranteed. So let's take a moment and remind ourselves that the advisors here at Retirement Solutions Group are duly licensed. And what duly licensed means is we hold both an insurance license, so life and health, as well as that fiduciary license, that Series 65. And it's important to understand when you're talking to a financial advisor that you make sure that they are both duly licensed and fiduciarily licensed. And a fiduciary license, again, is a 65 or a Series 66. It's the only two paths to being a true fiduciary. So why is that important? It's real simple. To use the word guarantee, you have to be able to utilize that insurance license. And at that point, we can look at other options. So you can do a financial plan that has good dividend paying stocks in there and, control the volatility, and you might make it through retirement. But if you want guarantees, then you would utilize insurance products such as a fixed indexed annuity that can get you the gains of the market without any losses. And that way you can create your own paycheck and playcheck for retirement, your own income stream. And that is one of the features of our roundtable retirement process. So definitely an option. Annuities are at an insurance product where you pay in what's called a premium or a dollar amount into that policy, and then the insurance company guarantees sometime in the future to start paying you payments that they'll guarantee either for a specific period of time or the rest of your life. So it is a very good option for many people to look at, and we're talking about even last year over $110 billion industry. So this is not something that only a few people are using. Many, many people use annuities to get to and through retirement. It's just a lot of advisors don't make enough money selling them that they tell people that they're bad. So you need to research them. You need to know what's out there. And it can be a very viable way to get you to and through retirement without running out of money. So that is, again, one of the areas that we take care of with our roundtable retirement process. So for the next 10 callers on today's show, I want to make sure you have front of the line access to our calendar to come in and get your questions answered. Find out what it's going to take to make it to and through retirement, because income is a great word, but what is income? It is your shelter, your food, your clothing, your way of life. We need to make sure that you have that income so you can maintain those things for you and your family for the rest of your life. So please pick up the phone and be one of the next 10 callers on today's show at 913-286-7980. That number is 286-7980. Love to hear from you. Love to see you in the office so we can take care of you. 913-286-7980.
We're talking all things Social Security today. Up next, we're going to start dissecting some common myths so we can get to the facts. Stay with us.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Retirement is full of decisions. Decisions you need to make before you actually retire. When should you take Social Security? Are you too heavily invested in the market? Have you saved enough? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments as they lead a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Porto de Sol in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, March 6th or Thursday, March 8th at Porto de Sol in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at RetireRightKC.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Retirement Solutions Group, and RSG Investments are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. So pleased to be here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. Alan can help you build out your retirement plan. If that's something you are lacking and you're ready to get started, I want to give you his phone number. You can reach out today at 913-286-7980. That's 913-286-7980 today. Well, we're getting to the bottom on our program today of some of the most common Social Security myths. And, you know, Alan, over the years, you've worked with hundreds of pre-retirees, retirees. What's one of the most common misconceptions that you've heard from your clients about Social Security?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's been over 20 years in the industry, and that's just myself. I have a team here at Retirement Solutions Group of over 10 staff members, several other advisors. And what we look at is helping people get to and through retirement. One of the most common and unfortunately one of the most dangerous and damaging myths out there is the idea of taking your benefits earlier. And the rationale behind that is kind of the idea of, a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. But I find that it's really misunderstood. So here's what I'm talking about. You know, people will say that you should pick up your Social Security as early as possible, which for many is at 62. But you're receiving about 75% of your full retirement benefits. And if you have the ability to defer your Social Security all the way to age 70, you're looking for somewhere around 132% of your full retirement age benefit. And that's important to understand. So if we're taking it at 62, we could be costing our family thousands of dollars. The rationale of taking it, though, is that what if you die early? Well, folks, if you are unhealthy and you have short life expectancy in your family, okay, let's consider taking it early. But let's also look at our spouse's age, health, family history, and think about how long they're going to be on the planet as well. Because when you're talking about taking Social Security, you got to look at, as a unit, as a married couple, if you're married, how long that money is going to pay out into your family, not just to you individually. The other side of the coin is, what about tax efficiency? Remember, that's one of our core areas here at Retirement Solutions Group of our roundtable retirement process, one that is not addressed enough out there. And taxes, in my opinion, are on sale for the next 3 to 10 years. And what I mean by that is, in the next 3 years, we could have another party in the White House and they could change that law. But in 10 years with the Sundowner law, the tax codes are going to come back up for decision-making. Are we going to keep it the way it is, change it, et cetera? But in the interim, taxes are on sale. Our money will go further. Our tax brackets are lower. So we need to look at being able to take some of those funds out of our retirement plans and control the distribution of those. One of those ways might be to defer your Social Security and live on those retirement assets that you've been putting away for all these years that are inside your IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, those kind of things. So you have to look at who is giving you the answers, who you're talking to. And this is a bold statement, but I'm going to make it. Sometimes those advisors are talking to you and they're saying, yeah, take your Social Security at 62. What they're really saying is, I'm making money off of the money that you have invested with me. So please don't take and spend that to live on. Let's take your Social Security early. That's the opposite way, folks. Retirement planning is about you, and a fiduciary understands that. So what they should be saying is, let's look at the overall picture and how does it affect your taxation, and let's decide when's the best place to take your Social Security. That, with a nice backup of how's your health and how long did your parents live and what's the longevity that you're feeling, and figuring out when to take Social Security. So it is not a black and white answer. It's a pretty gray answer based on your individual circumstances.
Okay. It's always, you know, it comes down to that, always that individualized approach. Now, we know that, Alan, the earliest age you can start receiving benefits, that's age 62. That's the same for everyone. What about full retirement age, though? Is that the same for everyone as well?
No, full retirement age has changed over the years, Megan. It's, for most of us, it's around 67. Okay, 67 in a few months. So they've, you know, going back to 1940 when the first check came out to 2018, it's changed by about 2 years and a few months. Matter of fact, that idea of taking Social Security at 62, that came out in the 80s. So it used to be 65 and that was it. Well, now we have 62. So prior to full retirement age, but that full retirement age option, that changes for everybody. So know your numbers, you know, go to socialsecurity.gov. Get a copy of your earnings statement, figure out how it applies to you. And that's something you can bring in when you come visit us and we start the process of our proprietary roundtable retirement plan so that we can make sure you know how to not only get to retirement, but through retirement. And this is something that I'm making available to our next 10 callers. There's no cost, there's no obligation, but I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot of valuable information and it's going to help you to make those decisions that affects your family. And what's more important than taking care of our family, right? We want to make sure we have income for the rest of our life. And again, income is food, shelter, clothing. It's the money to take care of your vacations that can help with your sanity and understanding how the life works. I mean, can you imagine Megan without any vacations? Just doesn't sound good, right?
Right.
So we want to make sure you have availability to have your paycheck and your playcheck, which is not only Social Security, or a pension if you're fortunate enough to have one, but it's also income you create yourself. The question is, how much of your income do you want guaranteed in retirement? For some of us, it's all of us. Some of us, it's none of us. None of it. But bottom line is, it's your plan. So we're going to make sure we accomplish that. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and come in and let's start the conversation. That phone number is 913-286-7980. Again, 913-286-7980.
and that website to check out more about Alan and the team, simply go to RetireRightKC.com. Remember, Alan holds dinner seminars all year long. If you'd like to attend, you can find out more at that website. Again, it's RetireRightKC.com. We talk about longevity on the show quite a bit, Alan, because we are living a lot longer than all those previous generations before us. So is there a way to make sure that our income lasts as long as we do, regardless of what happens to Social Security in the future?
Absolutely. But Megan, you have to have a lot of things to make that answer a yes. In other words, you have to have resources. If you're, 65 years old today and you're not able to work and you're just on Social Security, you've never saved a dime, I would have to say the answer to that question might be a no. However, if you're like so many of our listeners that have been putting money away, and really the biggest question to you is, how do I tax efficiently take these assets out of their current places, and how do I make sure that I can distribute that over my lifetime and never run out? Well, then that's somebody that we can really assist, because what we're talking about is somebody that has put money away into their IRAs, into their bank accounts, into their savings. A lot of those monies I just said are what's called qualified. You've never paid taxes on them. Not all of them, but some of those dollars are. If you've never paid taxes on them, then they're not yet yours. They're still kind of on loan from the government. So if you had $1 million in your IRA and you wanted it all today, you're probably in a 50% tax bracket given state and federal, right? So it's not all yours. So you have to take it out strategically. And one of the ways to do that could be utilizing something called a fixed index annuity. And annuities come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. There's what's called multi-year guaranteed annuities, or MIGAs. And those are annuities that operate similar to a certificate of deposit, but it's with an insurance company. So let's say you give them $100,000 and the insurance company guarantees you 3%. It's not going to be higher than 3. It's not going to be lower than 3, but it's for a period of time, say 5 years. Well, I mean, what does that resemble the most? A certificate of deposit. It's just with an insurance company. It's still got guarantees on it up to $250,000 based on the state guarantee associations. So there are ways to protect your money. Then on the other side of the coin, there's what we call the fixed index annuity, which will index a market portfolio. Matter of fact, one of the insurance carriers is releasing currently a managed portfolio inside an index annuity, which means that one of the indexes is actually managed. And that's new to first quarter of 2018. So there's a lot of
options
out there.
What is it typically? Is it typically indexed against like the S&P 500?
Yeah, exactly. Typically, they're just indexed to an S&P, a NASDAQ, Hang Seng, some major index. But what's happened over the last few years is the creativity of the insurance companies trying to give people more choices have come up with other measurable indexes, such as a Bloomberg index, or different carriers and have partnered up with Morningstar or with BlackRock just to come up with different indexes that they can track. Morgan Stanley has one. So there's a lot of great indexes to utilize. And we've seen returns everywhere, nothing below zero because it's a fixed index annuity. You can't lose principal. But I've seen returns as high as 20 and even 30% inside of index annuities,
wow,
which is amazing.
And all of the new things and iterations that are coming out in the different markets and the managed indexes, it really probably goes to show that annuities are becoming more popular. Our pensions are going away, but that doesn't mean people aren't interested in guaranteed income.
Well, they call Wall Street the Wall Street casino, which we have a lot of our clients that we use managed portfolios, but that's usually for the growth. When we're talking income and stability, that's really where we want to look to the annuities, because where else can you get paid even when you run out of money? Think about that. That's the beauty of an indexed annuity or an annuity in general, is that they guarantee you an income for life. Even if your account hits zero, you're getting paid. Now, not all annuities are the same. And if you've already got an annuity, fantastic. Bring that in with you. Let's review it and make sure you have the best option available. Because annuities, I always use the example, it's like driving a car. Let's say you have a Denali, Yukon Denali from GMC. Well, maybe yours is a 2012 and here it is 2018 and you would like to get a new one. Well, can you do that? Yeah, if you go to the dealership, start a new loan, all that great stuff. Well, the idea here is we just take the old model and we can do what's called a 1035, or if it's a qualified plan, a rollover, and we can just roll that into a new one, no tax liability due, and you just get the newer model if that's something you're eligible for it. But see, here's the thing. If you don't ask, you don't know. And if you don't find somebody that's licensed and understands the ins and outs of all these different annuity contracts, you may not be getting the full story. So it's very important that you find somebody that understands this stuff so that you can make it to and through retirement and get all your questions answered.
Alan, what if someone immediately started accepting their Social Security benefits at age 62, which is when you can begin taking them, but in hindsight, they wish that they hadn't made that choice? Is that a decision that can be reversed?
Great question. That was one of those answers that I used to be able to say, yeah, we could reverse that anytime. But now they've changed the law a few years back. We have 12 months. So here's the deal. Let's say we take our Social Security now, we're 62. We decide, hey, we made a bad decision. We should go ahead and defer our Social Security longer. Well, here's the thing. If you're within 12 months, you can file an application to have them give you the ability to pay back everything you've received, and then you can go ahead and have your Social Security start deferring again. Maybe you want to go back to work. Maybe you want to use your IRA monies. Maybe you just finally talked to somebody and realized, hey, you know, maybe I was being a little too conspiracy theoried or too much concerned that the government's going to run out of money. And I wanted it now, but now I realize I shouldn't have done that. You do have a year to make up the difference. But, you know, Social Security, again, it's one piece of the retirement puzzle. Nobody should be able to just answer the question black and white. It's like putting together a puzzle, and it's magical what a good financial advisor can do, knowing how to utilize the different products and services out there. I give you a quick example. If I was to grab a paintbrush right now and a canvas and start painting it, it would look like my 2-year-old did it. I am not that artistic. However, some people out there can take that paintbrush and just do amazing things with that brush. It's not a matter of the paintbrush, it's a matter of the user. Well, it's the same thing when using financial planning products, solutions, and softwares and getting them all to work. That's what we've done for 20 years here at Retirement Solutions Group. So I'm asking you to pick up the phone and start your process. Get a written plan to get you not only to retirement, but through retirement. Be one of the next 10 callers today at 913-286-7980. That number again, 913-286-7980. Can't wait to see you here in the office so we can get your process started to and through retirement. That number, 913-286-7980.
Up next, we're talking about factors like marital status and employment status that can affect your Social Security benefits. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Always a pleasure to be here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you'd like to begin building your retirement future, call Alan today. Here's his number, 913-286-7980. That's 913-286-7980. Today, we're sorting through the misconceptions about Social Security and retirement. And we've talked a lot about the advantages of waiting to start receiving benefits, and that's to help optimize your monthly benefits. So, Alan, for people who are trying to do this, does that mean that between age 62 and their full retirement age that they can't receive any money at all?
No, that's not what that means. Here's the thing. If you take Social Security early, meaning before your full retirement age, which as we talked about earlier, for most of us, it's probably going to be around 67 years old, whether a few months before, a few months after, but around the age of 67. Here's the thing. If you are working prior to full retirement age, what you will see is a reduction in your benefits. Could be dollar for dollar, $2, $1 for every two you make, $1 for every three. There's a formula that Social Security puts out. So it's important to understand, and it's not a big number. I mean, we're talking around 14 grand is all you can make before they start reducing your benefits. But at full retirement age, you can make whatever you want. In the early years, if you're taking Social Security, here's where one of the misconceptions comes from. They take that money and they will recalculate it, your benefit. So any monies that you're making while you're working, plus the monies that they kind of penalized you from because you were working, is going to be recalculated back into your Social Security payment when you hit full retirement age. And then you're going to go ahead and see some of that increased benefit. So you're not going to necessarily lose it all. You just have to live long enough to receive those benefits. And the X's usually cross around 78, 79 years old. So if you plan on living past the statistical age of 78, 79, meaning most people are making it to 82 to 84. That's the averages. Then you really should look at delaying Social Security if you have the ability. And a lot of that comes from proper planning with a financial advisor like the team here at Retirement Solutions Group. All aspects of your retirement plan should be working together to provide you the peace of mind you need as you're going to and through retirement.
Alan, what about spouses who end up divorcing? What do you do there? Is there a chance you could still receive benefits based on your ex's work history?
Absolutely. I got to chuckle a little bit because this is one of those conversations that comes up quite frequently, but not in the aspect you would think. A lot of people are thinking, how can I not let my ex-spouse have my benefits? How can I make it less for them or something? It's always kind of, it comes a lot across a lot of times as more of a malicious question than a beneficial question. So I chuckle, but here's the thing. You have no control over what your spouse does on your record. So I'm going to explain that rule. And it doesn't affect your benefits either. It's just the way it works. So here's the deal. If you were married for at least 10 years, your spouse can file under your record and they're going to get about 50% of your benefit. And if they take it at 62, it would be, you know, that benefit is your full retirement age. So it's going to be a reduced benefit at 62, an increased benefit at 70. But that's how it works. It has no effect on you getting your benefit. It's just what they're entitled to for being married to another Social Security beneficiary. If you've been married four different times, 10 years apiece, four different spouses, you'll get the higher of any one of those exes. They're going to make sure you get the highest benefit you're entitled to. Again, doesn't affect the Social Security beneficiary that has got the full benefits. We're talking about a half benefit payment to a surviving spouse or a divorcee, widow, that kind of thing. They're going to get that benefit. It does step up to the higher amount when the person you're receiving benefits from passes away. So hopefully that answers that question, but it is an option to file under somebody else's number if it's going to be higher than your benefit and you were married for more than 10 years.
Okay, I think I followed that. That gets a little complicated.
It does. It comes up quite a bit, obviously, but it's one of those questions that needs to be answered, and we need to know how it applies to us individually. See, Megan, retirement planning is unique, and it's as individual as your own fingerprints. Everybody likes to ask other people their opinions and find out what their friends are doing because nobody wants to go out alone. I mean, when you go to a restaurant, you might ask the waiter or waitress, what's good tonight? Well, they don't know what you like or don't like. You're just asking for some confirmation. That's human nature. But understanding financial planning is unique and independent. I mean, we see it all the time. Somebody will come in and, you know, they're living on $15,000, $20,000 potentially a year. Some that may be a month, others. So everybody's different, right? But then you go and you ask your brother or your sister and they had a different job, different career. They made a different amount of money. And they spend a different amount. So asking your brother or sister or friend what they think is a good number in retirement is totally irrelevant. Unless you lived in the exact same house at the same price with the same car, the same kids, the same spouse, the same likes, the same. See what I'm saying? It's not possible, right? So you need to make sure that your plan is built to you. And that's kind of the basis of the roundtable retirement process here at Retirement Solutions Group. We have developed this plan after years of experience has shown us the five basic areas that retirees really need help in retirement. Everything from income, number one fear of retirees, running out of money, to investment planning, making sure that you're rebalancing regularly, that you're not paying an overly high amount in fees, and that you understand your risk tolerance. Then we look at tax efficiency and making sure you stay in control of your taxes, because I would hope that you spend money better than our government, right? So tax efficient planning, then there's the health care, making sure that your long-term care concerns and your health insurance concerns are both addressed, as well as legacy, where we work with an estate planning attorney and make sure that we can help you with your durable powers of attorney, trusts, things of that nature. We do all this review and coming up with plans and concepts and strategies with no cost and no obligation, but you have to pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll make sure that we get you out to one of our workshops or bring you into the office for a one-on-one consultation, whatever's most appropriate. But that starts with a phone call at 913-286-7980. Again, that number is 913-286-7980.
And you can also find Alan online. He has a great website. Go to RetireRightKC.com. Remember, Alan is the author of the book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. And you can find out much more about his book online. So, Alan, how much can you expect from Social Security just in terms of replacing your monthly paychecks?
See, this is an interesting statistic because over the last 20 years, I've seen this percentage drop because Social Security isn't quite increasing at the same amount as it seems like our expenses are, right? So money's not going as far. So where I used to hear that it was covering about 40 to 45% of a person, now the statistics today say it's down to about 36% of what you need to live. So you still need about another 50, 60, 70% of money coming in, depending on how much you spend above and beyond Social Security to take care of your needs, your wants, your lifestyle to maintain that standard of living. So it's very important that you find other income sources that you're saving for retirement and that you're distributing those assets correctly. Because as you just said, the name of my book is Reliability of Income versus Return on Investment. It's the true meaning of ROI during the golden years. Because when we talk to an investment person, usually what we're asking is, what's our rate of return? But if you've been to one of my workshops, and if you haven't, you really should come out to one. We go over an example of two portfolios that over the last 17 years had 0.1% of the same return. But the results, outstanding. They so important that you get this information. I'm just going to leave it at that. You need to come out to one of the workshops if you're going to hear the rest of that story.
And you can find out more about those dinner workshops by heading over to that website I told you about. It's Alan's website, RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. You know, it does seem pretty clear, Alan. It's so important. You've got to have that income strategy. It also sounds daunting, I'll be honest. And I know that's where having a financial professional can really help. Someone who not only is going to help you accumulate your wealth, but help you distribute that wealth in retirement. So what kind of qualities should we be looking for, especially for someone who can help us with our retirement income?
Well, you said something. It's daunting. That is why you need a qualified professional, exactly. But here's the other thing. Don't get so overwhelmed that you do nothing. Analysis to paralysis, that's not the way to get through your retirement. You have to find somebody that you understand, and you have to look at what's unique about different products and services. Think of it this way. We talk to our client family quite often about trying relating to something that you would understand. So here's what I'm talking about. Do you know how your car runs or why it gets 35 miles to the gallon? Do you care why it does? Or do you just want to know that it's reliable, that you get in the car, you turn on the ignition, you put gas in it occasionally, it's going to go where it needs to go and get you to what your intended goal and use and purpose of that automobile. For many of us, you're the second one. You just want to know that it works. Well, that's a lot of times what we're talking about when we're looking at things like annuities or getting us to and through retirement and why we'd use certain vehicles. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we'll get as detailed as you need on that conversation. If you want to know why it works, we'll go over it. If you want to know the details of all the different indexes and how they work, we're going to go through that. But if you just want to know what's the best product to get me there and why are you choosing that and how does it work well with everything, we can do that as well. So it's all up to you. But bottom line, a financial professional should be willing and able to address your questions and to give you clear, concise, straightforward answers. And if they're not, you may want to consider looking elsewhere. And remember, the person or place or people that got you to retirement won't necessarily get you through retirement. Some people listening are thinking, hey, somebody out there with a bigger name that I've heard all the time might be the place to go. But see, here's the thing. We use Fidelity. We use TD Ameritrade as our custodians. Then we find big name third-party money managers that are highly rated to manage the assets. We have a very great and concise system that we can show you and how we protect your assets and how we create plans to get you to and through retirement. And that's what financial planning is about. But here's some of those questions that I suggest asking. One is, how long have you been a financial professional? Is this something that you've only been in doing a few months, or is this something you've been doing for 5, 10, 15, 20 years? So here at Retirement Solutions Group, Sam Bass, myself, we both have about 20 years individually in the insurance and financial planning arena. What areas of financial services do you personally focus on? Well, we help people not only to retirement, but primarily with the preservation and distribution of their assets. So through retirement, how to have the most tax-efficient plan possible. Another one would be, how many people do you employ on your team? So how large is the environment? I've seen offices that it's one person doing everything. Well, we have a complete staff here to take care of our clients' concerns, needs, and address things. There's over 10 people on our staff, and we're getting ready to add a few more because we want to be able to service our client family in the fashion that they should be, that if they're accustomed to and should be treated, right? Treat others the way you want to be treated. Also ask your financial professional, are they captive or are they independent? Now, captive means that the master you serve, even though you're saying you're supposed to follow a fiduciary standard, is truly the firm or a certain products and services. A independent services you. So if you've seen our logo, we are the White Knight. Our roundtable retirement process is a roundtable where we help build and fortify your castle in retirement. So maybe you can see a little of that motif there, but we're trying to help you to and through retirement. So we are fully independent. We serve the kings and queens of our castle, which are you. Which professional license do you currently hold? We do hold the life and health licenses as well as the Series 65 fiduciary license. What focuses do you and your firm have in the area of retirement and retirement income strategies? Well, I've went over the roundtable retirement process a few times, but I'll remind you, tax efficiency, guaranteed income, and we want to create multiple streams of that income. Find out if they've ever been disciplined, sanctioned, or fined, which we have not by any regulatory body. And we evaluate our financial products that we recommend through the use, the ratings, research, and comparison, as well as several conferences that we go to keep our skills sharpened. So find out how the advisor you're talking to is evaluating those financial products. And the last one on my list, how are they compensated? You can be compensated through commissions, through assets under management, a planning fee, lots of different ways. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we do use insurance products, which are commission compensated, but not paid by you, just like your car insurance. We also use assets under management, where we have around a 1% cost on average to take care of managing portfolios. So if you want to know more about Retirement Solutions Group and our roundtable retirement process, simply pick up your telephone, give us a call at 913-286-7980 and be one of the next 10 callers, and you will get front of the line on our calendar so we can start your planning process. That number, again, 913-286-7980.
Up next, we'll cover inflation and other considerations when building your retirement income strategy. Stay with us.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Retirement is full of decisions. Decisions you need to make before you actually retire. When should you take Social Security? Are you too heavily invested in the market? Have you saved enough? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments as they lead a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Porto de Sol in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, March 6th or Thursday, March 8th at Porto de Sol in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Retirement Solutions Group, and RSG Investments are not affiliated companies.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network alongside Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you'd like to sit down with Alan, have that strategy session to begin planning for your retirement, call today, 913-286-7980. That's 913-286-7980. Well, Alan's helping us today whittle away some of those Social Security myths and give you the information regarding how Social Security can help you fill the gap in your retirement income. Now, Alan, a lot of us worry about inflation and its impact, what it's going to do to our retirement income. I've heard Social Security benefits referred to as inflation-protected income, though. What does that mean?
That's a rough one. Here's the thing. They do have a cost of living adjustment provision, and the Social Security Administration does adjust that benefit amount annually in order to offset the increased cost of living. And these adjustments, they are based on the cost of living as measured by the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers, and this comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's a lot of bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo. Here's the bottom line. Medicare goes up pretty regularly, also based on the same standards, and then your Social Security goes up. Most of the money from your increased Social Security is going to go to your Medicare premiums. That's the bottom line. I don't care what other financial advisors say or anybody else. If you're going to look at Social Security as cost protected and inflation adjusted, you're going to be planning on money that you're never going to get. Okay? Been doing this 20 years. They raise Social Security. They raise Medicare. Most of that money goes right into Medicare. So you can look at a few pennies here and there of increases on a monthly basis, but nothing that's going to maintain your expenses. You need to have a financial plan. You need to have different income sources, different buckets of money to pull at different times. What you don't ever want to have is a financial advisor call you up and say, hey, it's only a paper loss. That's not true. That is not a distribution or preservation advisor. That's not what you'd ever hear at Retirement Solutions Group. We believe money only has two purposes. You can either spend it for all types of things or you're going to give it away. But everything else you think of ends up at those two points. You're either going to spend it or give it away. So enjoy it. Take the vacations. Do everything in life that you want to do. That's what life is about. You don't want to be in a situation where, oh, the market's down right now, so I need to, you know, cancel that vacation and let it come back or it's going to cost me more. Have your money separated out for monies that are more risky, if you will, to monies that are more conservative so that your income is consistent, so that your lifestyle is consistent. And that's what we love to talk about here at Retirement Solutions Group. So is Social Security something that does go up occasionally? Sure, it does. Not enough to pay your bills or to do anything that's really going to benefit your quality of life in retirement. You have to do that on your own. That's why retirement planning is so darn important, and that I hope that you are taking this information in and are getting up the courage to pick up that phone and come see us, because we can't help you unless you call. And, you know, we're here to help. So call us, 913-286-7980.
Okay, so Social Security benefits, it sounds like you can use those to battle inflation in a way. Are there other options to do that, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm saying you have to have a plan. You can look at your Social Security and inflation, and it's going to go up. Peanuts. Using indexed annuities, for example, I love one of the products out there that after you've had it for a few years and you utilize it to take income in retirement, every time, and this is built in, there's no additional cost for this, every time there's an increase in the market in your returns, you get an increase in your income. I mean, just think about that for a second. You're receiving $100 a month, and then the market goes up 10%, and now you're receiving $110 a month. That's amazing, right? So there are products. There are other insurance companies that charge for that type of benefit. Some are just, they're going to go up 3% a year every year. Some of them are going to, you know, give you an increase based on the increase of the market. Some of them don't increase at all. You need to know what you're looking at and why you're utilizing that product. Some of the growth in the market, same thing. Some of it's going up based on dividends. Dividends aren't guaranteed. Others going up just based on the growth of those stocks. And there are no dividends. Again, you got to know why you've got the holdings you've got inside your portfolio and what the purpose of those dollars are for. And it all centers around having a quality retirement plan where you know where you're pulling money from for what purpose. That's why here at Retirement Solutions Group, we created the proprietary roundtable retirement process to fortify your castle, to give you the peace of mind to make it to retirement and through retirement, so we can cover those five core areas of retirement. Because don't you want to pay less taxes, be in control of your taxation, know that if something happens to you, that you, which family member is going to take care of you and make the decisions for you, that you have a say in that? Don't you want to know that you have a plan so you don't run out of money, that you're invested properly? All of these questions that I'm asking, what is your plan for long-term care? They're all aspects and parts of our roundtable retirement process. Be one of the next 10 callers on today's show, and we're going to give you a no-cost, no-obligation roundtable retirement process, where we're going to answer your questions with your numbers and your unique situation. That all starts with a phone call. Pick up the phone and dial 913-286-7980. 913-286-7980. Let's start the ball rolling on your planning process so you can make it not only to retirement, but through retirement. 913-286-7980.
Alan, it's been a great show today, and you've helped us separate some of those Social Security myths from the facts. I just wondered if you had any final words to wrap up our time.
Absolutely. I mean, Megan, this is not a job for me. This is a passion. This is something I've been doing for going on 20 years plus. Absolutely love coming to the office. It's a labor of love. Bought the building 2 years ago, and we've remodeled it. I really hope our listeners will come take a look at what we've created and find out how we can benefit them. And Social Security, it's one of the pieces of the puzzle, if you will. And when you put together a puzzle, the first thing you do is you look at the picture on the front of the box. That's before you do the corners and flip things over and everything else. You got to look at the picture. Decide if that's the puzzle you want to buy. Well, here at Retirement Solutions Group, our first visit's is very similar to that. Is you come in, we do a lot of listening, a lot of trying to figure out how and if we can benefit you, and we're developing the puzzle on the front of your retirement box. We want to know what is in your bucket list, who are we planning for, why are we planning, what your concerns are, and that's what we're inviting people in to talk about with the roundtable retirement process. And when I think about Social Security, it's one of those pieces. It is not the biggest piece. It's not necessarily the smallest piece. It's a pretty important piece of retirement planning. And coming to talk to somebody like Retirement Solutions Group and my team here, we have a lot of experience with Social Security, and we think that we can be a great asset to you in helping you get to and through retirement. Understand, you know, what we can do is provide you with the information you need to make an informed decision on how to create your retirement plan. We're not the government. Even Social Security can't tell you when to take your Social Security. All they can do is tell you, hey, if you take it at this point, this is what it pays. We can do the math and the numbers behind when is the appropriate time to take Social Security, potentially for your situation. We can talk about the things that you may not think about yourself. I mean, 20 years in the industry personally, 20 years in the industry from Sam, Kevin here at the office, been in it for 20 years as well. That's 60 years between three of us in here. We might have heard a thing or two over the years about somebody else that took Social Security at the wrong time or didn't understand how to utilize it correctly. We can take that information and help you to talk about things that, you know, you may not have thought about. And that's where, you know, a team aspect is great. It's like having a coach, you know, there at the game. I mean, professionals use coaches. I was just at a conference not too long ago, and Michael Phelps, gold medalist, was there talking. And I thought it was amazing. One thing that I took away from that conversation, and this was a room of probably 500 people, but one of the things I took away from that is he listened to his coach. Actually, between a few of those Olympics, he started to retire and then decided to go back in. Well, he went back to his coach, who had already moved on, and said, hey, I'm not doing this unless you do this with me, because he valued his coach's opinion. And his coach said, you know, if you're not going to do what I say, I'm not in. And Mike said, I'm going to do what you said. That's an Olympic gold medalist. And that tells me everybody, no matter how good you are, Tiger Woods is another example. These guys use coaches. Why? Because you can always learn something. There's something else out there that somebody from the outside looking in is going to see and can help you with. And that's just like here at Retirement Solutions Group, and we're talking about retirement planning. We're going to help you get to and through retirement, and we're going to use our experience and tell you about situations that you may not have thought about yourself. You know, have that all the time. We had a client that was in here the other day, and they didn't even think about Social Security only being taxed at 85 cents on the dollar, which means that money goes a little further than taking money from somewhere else. Letting it defer longer so that when you get more of it, that it's tax deferred and not having as much enforced distribution. People analyze a lot of things but don't have all the data points. They're going to miss a few things. So if today is the first time you've heard all of the Social Security facts, I can promise you, you're not alone. At Retirement Solutions Group, our passion is helping to build retirement income, and today we want to help you. We want to talk about your assets, the assets you'll need for an ideal retirement, and how we can work together to build a retirement strategy customized for you so that you can take care of your family in the most efficient manner possible. Those monies will go where you need them to go, and how you want it to happen. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Our roundtable retirement process is waiting for you. 913-286-7980. 913-286-7980.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance and investment products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Retirement Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.